From the studios of Alive 90.5 FM, streaming live on the Woof Australia, it's the award-winning Planet Country with Big Stu and MJ. Here's what's on tonight's show.
We have new music from Justin Timberlake, Eric Paisley, and Jay Slansky. Christy Lam is our special guest in the studio, and she will play her latest single live and play our game Two Lies and a Truth on Facebook Live. Let's get started with Kanan Smith. It's This Night Back.
Got a handle, JD on the mantle, and bad girls looking so fly. Some all-nighters, flicking zipper lighters, everybody right in the sky. It's like we're by CA down to VA, out here a long way from the freeway. La-di-da-di, you know we like to party, and we just getting started tonight. Ooh, it is. Just getting started tonight.
Kanan Smith gets us underway with This Night Back, and speaking of getting a night back, what if we could get back to the night of our fourth ever edition of Planet Country, MJ? That would be amazing.
You're feeling a bit nostalgic, are you?
I am.
In a nostalgic mood?
I am, because tonight we welcome back our first ever studio guest, and just as it was then, it's a huge Planet Country welcome to Christy Lam.
Oh, thank you very much, guys.
Same crowd, they haven't left. Christy, welcome back to Planet Country. Can you believe that length of time has gone?
I know. Time flies when you're having fun, is what they say, and it must be true.
It was fun. It's always fun. Of course, we've caught up over the years at all sorts of other locations.
The most infamous one. Do you remember this, Big Stu? The storeroom at the Colonial Hotel.
Where we had to pause the interview to wait for a guy to come and collect some beer, and he's sort of looking at us like, what are you guys doing in this beer storage room? And we're like, what are you doing coming in interrupting?
It's our studio.
It's been, would you believe it, I worked this out today, 1,351 days since you were here at Alive 90.5 in the studio for Planet Country. That's absolutely amazing.
Crazy. I mean, who's counting anyway?
I'm surprised you could count that high.
That is is, that's dedicated.
this is the heavy research that I put into the show. So.
Since then, though, Christy's career has taken off, and our show is pretty much the same.
Yeah, so. I challenge you on that, MJ. Christy's career has taken off. I'm not suggesting that. But I also think we've become better, and as proof, I present this audio evidence. I take you back to June 26, 2014.
Hi, Christy. Thanks for coming in to the studio. Congratulations on your album. It must have been exciting to launch it a few months ago.
It really was.
In the old days, they were called long players, weren't they? The first sort of full-length record.
Yeah, the LP.
That's right, the old LP. Fantastic.
Yeah, that was not fantastic.
You showed...
That's so funny.
Big Stu showed his age, and I showed my my poor English skills. I couldn't read a note.
That was pre-braces. There's no excuse back then.
Yeah, I'm owning it now. It's the metal. The metal, it's like maybe they're lead, and I'm getting lead poisoning, and my brain is improving or something. I'm not sure.
It's all flooding back to me now.
It's all flooding back. She's thinking, and I agreed to come back. What is wrong with me? I mean, you must have been sitting there, because even though you were, you were a newer artist, but you'd been around doing interviews and stuff, you must have thought, who are these idiots? What?
Oh, no, not at all, boys. Otherwise, I wouldn't be back, would I?
Absolutely. You do always make time for us, and we thank you for that, even if it's in a cramped, storeroom full of beer. But with that nostalgia behind us, we can move forward. Christy is our guest for the whole show, and later we're going to go live on Facebook to have some fun and hear Christy perform her latest single. But right now, brand new music from former Mouseketeer Justin Timberlake. This is Say Something on Planet Country.
This is Justin Timberlake.
I'm Chris Stapleton.
And this is my brand new song.
Oh,
Is this the part where I say something, Big Stu?
Sometimes the greatest way to say something is to say nothing.
Nothing? See, I didn't say anything because I'm the professional in the room. So.
I was just curious, but they said to say nothing at all, so I'm not going to talk.
Have they, at AFTERS, you've been there a few weeks now, they haven't got up to the point where you don't talk over the singer and the song? Is that?
No, we're just putting together bits of audio, so we're not even on to that yet.
Boys, break it up.
this is a normal week, trust me. Yes.
But that, of course, is Justin Timberlake, and it's not the first time he's gone country. He's teamed up once again with Chris Stapleton, who wrote a single for his squad. What's it called now? I've just got a mental blank.
That other one.
Like Drink It Away or something.
Yeah, that's it.
Anyway, so yeah, Chris Stapleton teamed up with Justin and co-wrote a lot of stuff on his new album. Mm. And Justin actually got Chris to feature in this song. It's called Say Something. It's in high rotation across commercial radio and The Wolf Australia. I don't know about our competitors in country radio. We'll have
Let's
to see if they
them.
Take it on. But it's pretty good that Justin's doing more for country and Chris Stapleton is expanding country's roots.
Well, that song potentially could do more for country music than the industry can ever, I think, get their head around. It's like BB Rexha, you know, feed FGO with Meant to Be. These crossover collaborations have the potential to bring new fans to country, and I don't know, I think we'll see a lot more of them in the future. So.
More of them by American stars, but we need more Australian artists.
Yes, that is correct. And I'm interested in our guest Christy Lamb's take on this. Would you be open to recording some sort of duet with, you know, mainstream music artists in Australia here?
Oh, yeah, of course. I'm trying to think who I'd pick, though. There's too many to choose.
You don't offend anyone by leaving them out, is that what you think?
True. If I had to go off my favourite concert that I've seen by a non-country artist, it would have to be Pink.
Ah, of course.
Yeah.
Of course. Great
I want
show,
to tumble in the air with her. That would be amazing.
That's exactly right. Of course, we have the Caitlin Shadbolt duet with Reese Maston, Me Without You, which is a brilliant track. And interestingly, outsold the current single on the day of release of the entire album for Caitlin. That's very interesting.
Wow. So many of those buyers were actually Reese Maston fans that would never have thought they'd buy a country song. So
no,
it's really good that those artists are potentially becoming fans of
well, they're introduced to a whole new
world now of fans of Caitlin, and many of Reese Maston's fans were actually at her gig with Reese at Tamworth.
That was a wild
first
night.
Time that Reese came to Tamworth as well.
That
so
was a great gig.
It's what we want to see here in Australia more of.
Now we are moments away from going live on Facebook with Christy Lamb, but while we set that up, let's check out the new single from Eric Paslay, interestingly co-written by Morgan Evans. This is Forever Young. Sorry, Young Forever on Planet Country.
Hey, this is Eric Paslay.
Do you remember when we were younger? We were hometown backfence jumpers, free as an endless summer. Oh, kings and queens of make-believe. We didn't need no cash, didn't need no gasoline. So much faith we could walk on water. At it. Whoa. Oh, and that first time feeling, that first time falling.
are listening to Planet Country with Big Stu and MJ. I have absolutely no doubt they know what they're doing.
Ugh.
Or not.
Christy Lamb with Magic, the song that MJ and I should believe should have been a single right from the start, but Christy, she's not listening.
There's still time.
Now I want to. This is heavy hitting, though. There's some serious things being discussed tonight. You're a signed artist to ABC Music.
Yes.
So who makes the decision? Can we get a meeting? What's going on there?
Oh, there's a whole team of people there.
Turn up and do a lot of nodding around the boardroom table?
Kind of. Sometimes. No, they're a pretty good team. They're pretty good at bouncing ideas around, and there's the head of the label, you've got your project manager, you've got the publicist, you've got a whole team there that's making those decisions with you. You kind of get a little bit outnumbered.
All there because of you. It must make you feel
Well, there's plenty of us on the label, that's for sure. Plenty of artists that you're playing on the show.
I always wonder when you're writing, particularly if you say, I'm writing for an album, say I'm sitting down, I'm writing a whole heap of songs, do you know then this is going to be a single, or do you really not have a clue?
Sometimes you have a pretty good feeling, but everything changes when they're actually recorded.
Mm.
Some songs come up stronger than you think they're going to, and other songs you go, didn't quite hit what I thought it was going to. So,
and there's always someone in the meeting saying, that won't resonate with, the 18 to 24-year-olds or something.
Yep, all those factors come into it for sure.
I love it. MJ, are we live on Facebook?
We are live, Big Stu. I'm just making sure that...
We are live now.
We won't fit in the camera,
so
though.
There's my hand. No one wants to look at us, though, so... We do have in the picture Christy Lamb and Jonathan English here playing guitar as well. Welcome to the show. And hey, it's funny because we're watching the lag, so I just waved now on Facebook, but I waved like a minute ago.
Yeah, I noticed that too.
Actually, we do say to artists, if you're playing, don't look across because they're singing or playing guitar and they look at what they see on the screen. It's like, no, that's the wrong bit or something. Freaks them out. So don't do that.
If you are, I've got to talk, move away from the camera because I've got to talk loud enough yes. so the message gets across to the phone. But if you are watching in live, guys, be sure to share the video. I've got a few coming in now. Yeah. And if you want it to come in quickly, you don't want Christie's fans to miss out on this amazing performance and Two Lies and a Truth.
That's exactly
if you don't
right.
know what that is, you've got to share the video. How about this? If you don't know what Two Lies and a Truth are, you have to share the video with your friends. Get everyone watching in because, well, basically, as the name implies, Christie Lamb has to tell us two lies and a truth.
It's all explained in the theme, MJ.
Now on Planet Country, it's Two Lies and a Truth.
All right, regular listeners will know that we always like to have fun with something. She's looking at me like...
I'm nervous now. All of a sudden, like the nerves kicked in with that drum
pensive,
roll.
Pensive is the word. We do like to have fun when guests are in the studio. One of the things we do is Two Lies and a Truth. Very simple game. Christy's going to tell us three stories or facts about herself. Only one of them is true. The other two are, in fact, blatant lies. And, of course, MJ and I have to guess which one is the real one. Christy, tell us three things.
Okay, well, I actually have two rounds of this game if you're up for it.
Oh, two well, options. We may run out of time. Or we could just do it live on Facebook later. But anyway, yes.
Okay.
Let's go with the first one.
All right. So it's a multiple choice. Have I A, gone and done a backstage tour of the Grand Ole Opry and had a VIP meeting with Carrie Underwood?
Oh, wow. Okay. That's interesting.
There's a International Women's Day theme to this.
Of course, International Women's Day. Yep.
Have I co-hosted and interviewed on radio Kelly Pickler?
Ah, okay.
Or yeah. C, recorded and co-written a song with Kelsey Ballerini.
Oh, man. MJ, were you listening to any of that? You've been typing away.
And first of all, does she not think we do our research?
Is there not D, all of the above? Is that possible? I don't. I will say this. I think I'm leaning towards C being true because I do know there was some sort of tie-up there with Kelsey. But I'm also thinking backstage at the Opry, that could be true. You will have been there, but as for the Carrie Underwood, I don't know about that. What's your guess, MJ?
What's the truth or what's the
What's
lie?
The truth?
Well, here's the deal. I don't think Christie would ever take on Planet Country and compete with us and do an interview.
On another station?
Yeah.
No, I don't, get
I don't,
that.
I don't
that's
think
not
that, that. That's got to be a lie.
Yep.
Backstage tour of the Grand Ole Opry, I reckon's truth... Full, but I don't think she met Carrie Underwood
there.
So she could have met Carrie Underwood, but I don't think it was at the Grand Ole Opry. I think she's
that
trying to
twist on the story.
Yeah, but look, we're massive Christie Lamb fans, Big Stu, and I vaguely remember talking about her co-writing a song with Kelsey Ballerini. So I reckon that's the truth.
I think I'll have to agree with you. Is that the truth? C, lock
nope.
it in. Oh, you're kidding me.
Kelsey Ballerini did write Boomerang on my album, but I didn't co-write it with her.
So she did trick us. Just
yes.
hang on the wrong thing.
Hang on. If you interviewed someone, if you interviewed Kelly Pickler on another station, that's it. We're out of here. No.
Maybe.
Of course, Kelly Pickler was out here a few years ago.
Yes, it was at CMC Rocks the Hunter.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, on that note, that's Two Lies and a Truth. We might play the second round later on. But next up, we've got this.
Now, on Planet Country, it's time for the prestigious Song of the Week.
It's the Song of the
Dancing
Week,
Big
Stu. I'm embarrassing myself in front of the professionals with my poor singing skills.
You do go overboard when there's no one else here in the studio. So that's the one. Okay, so and now MJ's guess every week, he has to guess who the Song of the Week is. Now, of course, when there's someone in the studio holding a guitar next to a guitarist holding another guitar, I think it's a pretty easy guess, but you care to tell us, MJ?
Well, I reckon Christie Lamb's got Song of the Week. I think
you'd be absolutely
obvious.
Perfectly correct.
Oh,
the current single title track, in fact, from the album, tell us all about Loaded.
Well, this song came up in recording and I just loved it instantly. It's kind of got that little retro 80s kind of rock vibe to it in its intro, and I just love that. I'm all
it's
about
sort
that.
It's sort of a soulful sound.
Yeah. A bit of soulful, a bit of rock in there. And I love fusing things together, so this one became the title track.
We love it as well. All right, we're in for a treat. If you're watching live on Facebook, get ready for this. If you're listening on the radio on Alive 90.5 or The Wolf, get
ready.
That's
right. If you are listening on radio, turn it up. If you're listening on The Wolf, turn it up. If you're on Facebook, share the video because, I mean, we're live. You don't want to miss it live. You can go back and watch it later, but it's not as exciting. You want to be live. You want to be commenting. If you have any questions for Christy Lamb, please comment them through, and when we run out of time, I'll ask them.
All right. It is the song of the week. This is Loaded on Planet Country. Here's Christy Lamb.
I got a shotgun in my closet and I keep it fully loaded. You got that paper in your wallet, boy, you're loaded and you know it, yeah. Breakfast at the Waffle House, I'm loading up my hash browns. Now you're loading up the cooler with some Miller and a fifth of Crayon. Our love is loaded. Baby, the two of us, we're dangerous, we like it that way. You get me going. We always overdo it. And now we got ourselves a hurricane, but we'll just drive through it. Loading down the pickup with our his and hers dirt bags. I got a secret in the glove box. Do you know what I like? Is loaded. Baby, the two of us, we're dangerous, we like it that way. You get me going. Oh, I love it when you pull the pin on my grenade. Sometimes I wonder if my heart will explode. Our love is loaded. Loaded up underneath the stars, gonna hold me now, gonna go too far. Rolling around in the tall, tall grass, cancel down, cause we're going too fast. Loaded up underneath the stars, gonna hold me now, gonna go too far. Rolling around in the tall, tall grass, cancel down, cause we're going too fast. Our love is loaded. Baby, the two of us, we're dangerous, we like it that way. You get me going. Stars, gonna hold me now, gonna go too far. Rolling around in the tall, tall grass, cancel down, cause we're going too fast. Loaded up underneath the stars, gonna hold me now, gonna go too far. Rolling around in the tall, tall grass, cancel down, cause we're going too fast. Loaded up underneath the stars, gonna hold me now, gonna go too far. Rolling around in the tall, tall grass, cancel down, cause we're going too fast.
Absolutely fantastic. Thanks, guys, for that. Christy Lamb, Jonathan English on guitar and backing vocals there. Absolutely amazing. MJ, did you like that?
I think it was pretty good.
Hang on. No, that's understated.
The Olympics were just on, so we've got to go to the judges' scores. And you know,
I don't have any scorecards or anything, but I'll give it a 10.
9.9.
You guys are my
favourite. It's always the Chinese judge you've got to watch. Thank you so much, Christy. She's going to stick around, so we're asking everyone to stick around on Facebook Live. Still so much more to come, including MJ's social media news. This is Planet Country.
In Australia, the Federal Police receive a report of a missing person every 15 minutes. National Missing Persons Week is July 28 to August 3. For over 100 years, the Salvation Army International Family Tracing Service has been locating missing family and relatives. Today, they have a 75% success rate. There is hope. To locate a missing family member or relative, call the Salvos International Family Tracing Service. 1-300-66-7366. It's a free service.
Come on!
From the studios of Alive 90.5 FM, streaming live on the Woof Australia, it's the award-winning Planet Country with Big Stu and MJ.
Now on Planet Country, what's trending on social media? Hashtag lame theme.
I'm sitting in the movies and I'm looking at my phone. I need to check my Facebook while the ads are shown. Looking at my phone.
Now here's the only host on this show with a clue about social media, MJ.
That's me, ladies. You had my mic off there for two.
See, the problem is I can't put the mics on because then Facebook Live listeners won't hear what's going to air because it cuts out what's happening in the studio monitor. So it's a fine line I dance here, MJ.
I'm just moving. You'll so learn I can about get into it the camera at some point shot. At Radio Stu. But it is my segment, ladies and gentlemen. The clues, once again, Planet Country Radio on Facebook and Instagram, PC Radio Show on Snapchat and Twitter. If you're on Facebook, we are live, of course. And if you're on Snapchat, we're doing behind the scenes. So Facebook people, head to PC Radio Show on Snapchat to see more behind the scenes with Christy, who's behind me.
Behind the
scenes. You've got to remember that we're on camera.
We're doing lots of dorky dancing tonight.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. Just happens when you're in this studio. Can't help it. MJ, what's been happening on social media this week?
Well, today is International Women's Day.
Yeah.
So what fitting then to have one of the leading women of country in the studio.
That's right.
Couldn't have planned that better.
That's right. What a fluke that was. Anyway.
but many female artists are mentioning it in their posts on social media. The Australia ran a graphic with the images of many female artists. Basically, their entire library of images where they've removed the background is
If we've got an image of them for our show, we've used it. Yeah.
Pretty much, yeah. And of course, including our guest tonight, Christy Lamb.
Yes. Happy International Women's Day, Christy. Now, support for female country artists is a big issue in America, where radio is skewed heavily to male performers. It doesn't seem to be the case here. I know The Wolf plays lots of females. We've asked other female artists about this, and they all seem to agree that there's a real bond in Australia amongst the female artists, and everyone's supportive of each other. Do you feel that bond with the other artists here in Australia?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, the first big tour I got in Australian country music was the Girls of Country Tour, which was myself, Amber Lawrence and Elise Simmons, and we've become really good mates. Amber and I are actually doing a couple of shows together in June, with obviously Rudy Hill is one of them.
Okay, yep.
And heading down to Victoria, and we're adding some more dates later on. But yeah, definitely it started a big friendship with those girls, and it's great to see so many young girls coming through as well.
There's so much talent, female talent in Australian country. It is amazing. Our search for the Australian Sam Hunt continues, but there's a whole heap of females who are doing great country rock and pop.
Who do you reckon is going to crack Nashville first, do you reckon?
Oh, that's a question.
Besides Christy, because she's here. Christy's an obvious one. She's already here. But outside of Christy, who do you reckon is going to crack it?
I don't like... Yeah, it's very difficult to... Well, put me on the spot.
How about this? Who do you reckon is closest to getting there so far? Because I'd say Kaylee Bell. She's already got international attention on Spotify with her single, Getting Closer, which is actually not even the current single. She's since followed it up. So I reckon we're on the verge of our amazing talent pool is about to flood Nashville.
This is what I'll say. Nashville people will say, oh, you've got to have a Nashville sound, right? Mm-hmm. I actually think what you have to have is the next sound. If you can turn up with the next sound, doesn't matter whether you're from Australia or somewhere in America, you've got a chance of making it. But there's no good turning up a year after someone's done a sound and go, hey, look, I'm really good. I sound just like
We're looking for Australia's Sam Hunt, because a lot of guys are still doing country rock. We need some more country pop. Christy, are you experimenting with any new sounds? Have you tried using – is Jonathan going to hold a triangle at your next show?
You never know. We had a T-Rex at the last show, so there could be a triangle coming on stage very soon.
That is very true.
But no, I'm actually starting to put together the tracks for the next album, and it will be along a similar thread as All She Wrote and then Loaded. I think we pushed the boundaries of pop and rock a little bit more, and it might be leaning a bit more towards the poppier side.
Okay.
Well, but I haven't even got into the studio yet, so that could be a complete lie.
It's where Nashville's going, you know. So the boundaries are certainly being pushed. So it's good to know that an artist is actually paying attention and working towards the next generation of music.
Now, MJ, I know there was another piece of social media news that you wanted to mention concerning award nominations.
Yeah, how come we don't win and get nominated enough?
No, no.
So Dustin Lynch was live on Instagram when the nominations for the ACM Awards were announced. He was overlooked and he wasn't impressed. Check out his reaction, people on radio.
Here we go. I'm live.
Nominees for a single record of the year. A huge congratulations to all the nominees and the ACM Awards air on
We successfully didn't get nominated again.
This one stings.
Career-changing song. I don't get it. What am I missing, you know?
Man, it just sucks. Like we always said, it's like we're playing with one, maybe two hands tied behind our back. I don't get it. Well, you know what? It changes nothing about today or how we go about it. Bummer, man. Worked freaking hard for this. Sucks.
It does suck, Big Stu, and understandably, Dustin Lynch was not happy.
He wasn't happy. This was interesting because I think what we saw there was the reaction of many artists when big award nominations are announced and they miss out. It's just that this was live on social, so we actually saw what normally might be a private reaction.
Yeah,
so I think that's interesting.
Now, it brings us to the Golden Guitars.
Ah.
Christy Lamb is our studio guest and was not a finalist in the awards this year. We're going to go there, Big Stu.
We're going to go there. Others don't go there. We're going there.
Were you disappointed?
Well, I can't say I wasn't disappointed.
You weren't live on Instagram saying it at the time. That's the difference.
No. But, I was definitely disappointed. But, I mean, it's just when your time's right, your time's right. And I'm just going to run with that theory. And exactly like Dustin, you know, it's not going to stop you doing what you're doing and what you love. Mm. And, you know, people will come around to it eventually. We'll just see how that goes.
The cool thing is, as an artist, Christy has to be humble. But we're radio. We can do whatever we want.
Hang on. That's nice. That's politically correct. That is rubbish. Absolute rubbish. You were ripped off. Now, we don't understand the process that the CMAA used for the Golden Guitars. I don't even want to know. But how could Christy Lamb and the Loaded album and the singles you had during that period of the eligibility not be considered to be some of the best of 2017? And to take the heat off you, Christy, because you're in the spotlight while you're sitting in front of us, and I know your friends won awards and all that. But let's throw in Caitlin Shadbolt as well. We mentioned her earlier. Her Songs on My Sleeve album is one of the best country pop albums you're going to hear. It's as good as anything coming out of Nashville, and it got nothing. Snubbed.
So, does the snubbing from the Golden Guitar Awards weigh on your mind as you start to work on the next album? Do you think, what is the sound I need to have now? You know, what are we doing? What do I need to get to get recognised?
We hope not. We're just asking.
Yeah, definitely not. I mean,
do what I do and the awards will follow.
I'm sticking to my guns and what I love and the music that I listen to and inspired me. And if, you know, people...
You can only be true to yourself, can't you, as an artist? And that's in country, that's so important. And the artists that remain true to themselves and, I guess, true to their fans who have been able to take something from their music, the awards will take care of themselves.
Yeah, exactly. And I know Caitlin was disappointed as well. We've become very good friends, of course, through
you
the
were
crazy
just texting
life
each other during the show.
Yeah, she's actually right on my screen right here. I need to get back to her. I'll be seeing her next week at the CMC Awards.
Put a mention in there that we actually said her album should have got nominated.
Yeah,
now, fortunately, the Golden Guitar Awards aren't the only awards in country. The Music for a New Generation Awards, the MFANGs, are completely fan voted and acknowledge artists who are bringing new fans to country, so important, through modern country rock, pop, and crossover music. We held our big awards show last December, and this is what happened. The winner of Australian Female Artist for this year, MFANG winner, is Christy Lamb. MJ, you're on another mic.
Yes, I'm on the other mic because I'm on the podium.
I looked up, he wasn't there.
I'm on the podium here at the Music for a New Generation Awards presentation ceremony. Of course, it's so big, we've got to present them well after the awards.
Takes 3 months to do it, exactly right.
I want to give a shout out to Clinton live on Facebook who said he agrees Christy Lamb, best Aussie female artist of the year by far. And of course, Big Stu, it is time to announce.
Well, we've announced it's time to give the award.
It's time to give the award, ladies and gentlemen. MJ, co-host of the Planet Country Radio Show, it is my absolute honour to present Christy Lamb with her Music for a New Generation Award, the Shattered CD for Australian Female Artist of the Year. And this was shattered not too long ago. This is fresh from the shattering machine.
Yeah, it's very hard to shatter a CD, I discovered. But the shattered CD is symbolic because we know the future of music isn't the CD. It's still around for now. But because the awards celebrate everything that's new and the, I guess, the next generation of fans and of country music, we thought, let's shatter a CD because that's old school. So, and, of course, the beauty is none of them are the same because when you shatter the CD, you can't do it exactly the same every
time. Just don't pry open the glass and see what CD we did smash. It wasn't one of Christie's. No, they're going into the
It wasn't one of the winners of the gold guitars either. It's a very losers. Blank, no. Very blank CD.
Blank CD. That's right.
So all right, hand it over, MJ.
Thank you very much.
And smile for the camera. Smile for the camera. If you are live on Facebook, you can see that. Thank you so much for joining us live on Facebook, of course. Now, someone who is listening, we better get back to some music. Someone who is listening tonight, an artist I know, is Jace Lenski. He's just dropped a brand new single, Baby, You're the Right One. Let's hear it right now on Planet Country.
Hey guys, I'm Jace Lansky and this is my latest track, Baby You're the Right One, right here and right now on Planet Country. I got my boots on, I'm in the saddle, been up the river but without that paddle. I'm trying hard just to reach that spot of daylight. I find the nights long, they're all the same. Been on the bus through the pouring rain, and I'm really sorry if I can't make it home tonight. I need to ride with the windows down. Can't find my way to this tinsel town, but I'm holding on tight, girl. I don't wanna be done. I need to drive with the radio on, playing that riff from the country song. And I'm rolling on back, girl, don't wanna be no shotgun. I see them city lights in my rear view. Lonely times, what can I do? Crowded bars and I'm drinking black whiskey tonight. Long, they're all the same, writing my songs to catch the fame. But I'm really damn missing that smile of your sunlight. Hey, yeah, yeah. I need to ride with the windows down. Can't find my way in this tinsel town, but I'm holding on tight, girl. I don't wanna be done. No, I need to drive with the radio on, playing that riff from the country song. And I'm rolling all night, girl, don't wanna be no shotgun. Baby, you're the right one. I got my boots on, I'm in the saddle. Been up the river but without that paddle. I'm really sorry that I can't make it home tonight. Down. Can't find my way in this tinsel town, but I'm holding on tight, girl. I don't wanna be done. No, no, I need to drive with the radio on, playing that riff from the country song. And I'm rolling on that, girl. Don't wanna be no shotgun. Cause baby, you're the right one.
Big shout out to Jace Lenski. I know he's going to listen to hear the song tonight. Great song. That's what his third single I think he's released. He's doing absolutely fantastic. And you can hear that song on The Wolf and his other two singles as well. MJ, we've finished our live Facebook video, yes. But of course people can still go and like it and watch it.
That's right. Well. So if you head to Planet Country Radio on Facebook, just search Planet Country Radio Show or facebook.com/Planet Country Radio to see the live video. And we've already got a few comments there. If you didn't watch it live, you can still comment after the fact and I'll message you with a response.
Of course. Now, another song I thought we'd play tonight, very important, of course, International Women's Day. This is a great anthem by Kaylee Shaw, American artist. I love this song, Fight Like a Girl. Check it out.
Don't you even try to hold me back. I got my high heels on, my boxing gloves. I can knock you out with a one-two punch. I'm perfume sweet and whiskey strong. I damn sure ain't no underdog. I might fall down, but I get back up. I shine bright as when the good winds tall. You say I can't, well darling, watch me. You can't stop me cause I fight like.
Fight Like a Girl, Kaylee Shaw, celebrating International Women's Day. Big Stu, we're almost out of time, but we've still got Christy Lamb here, so
that's
we'll,
right.
We'll keep it till the end.
We wanted to talk about songwriting. We wanted to talk about songwriting. You went to Nashville last year. When you go there, do you go with a suitcase full of ideas? Well, do you have a head full of ideas? Or do you go with a blank sheet and say, I'm going to sit down with some co-writers and just start from scratch?
I have the big red folder, as I call it, and it's just full of nonsense half the time. There's pages of just titles, what I think could be a really good title. Nothing else.
The name is the most important thing, Big Stu.
That's exactly right. How do you know what to write about unless you know the name?
And then other songs I've got fleshed out, little mind maps going on and little stories that could happen. And, yeah, then I chuck them around the room. And if someone's like, oh, yeah, I'm hearing this, and then we run with it. And if not, then I just have
awkward. Are you the only one that understands any of that? You sort of throw it around there like, what is this?
Sometimes. But, you know, it's really good when you get some Aussie writers like Phil Barton and Sinead Burgess over there. And I just shouted out this title, which would probably make the album, but I can't be certain because I haven't recorded it yet, so I can't give too much away. But I shouted out this title and he was just dancing and singing. The whole chorus just came out and I was just like, okay. And I was just like, it must be an Aussie thing. Like he just brain straight away, whereas some of the others are just like, cricket. what is she talking about?
We always ask artists about, particularly if they take something that is fleshed out a fair bit, to a songwriting session and someone goes, yeah, nah, that just doesn't work. How is it to hear that feedback that maybe you're too close to it, that you don't realise it doesn't sound as good as you think? Or?
It's hard, but you just got to not take things personally. Mm. Like even just running with anyone's idea and you chuck out a line and, you know, if no one's like, oh, yeah, and writes it down, you're like, all right, next one. It's just, you know, you're throwing out a lot of rubbish to get to the good stuff, basically.
To get to the good stuff. That's important. So you were there writing. What's the program then for recording and releasing new music?
Recording, hopefully, will be in the next couple of months. Right. I'm just trying to lock in with producer sometime when we're all free. big, big help that would be. So, yeah, hopefully get into the studio and maybe have something new out for the end of the year is the goal.
Ah, I love it.
Yeah, that a little sneak preview or something like that.
And, of course, next week's a big week because we spoke about awards before because the CMC Awards are on Thursday night on the Gold Coast. We'll be there, we hope, MJ.
You'll be sick of me.
I'm waiting for my bank to tell me that I have actually money in my account.
We haven't got a plane ticket yet. We may have to walk. And of course, the festival is on there. You're playing at the festival as well, CMC Rocks.
Yeah.
Must be fun to play those big events.
Oh, I'm super excited. I was there at CMC last year and just the vibe that was there and how fast it sold out this year. I just can't imagine what that vibe is going to feel like this year, even more so. I mean, people are counting down for weeks and weeks for this one.
Are you a Luke Bryan fan?
I am a Luke Bryan fan, and I've already got American Idol series linked on my Foxtel, ready to watch Luke Bryan shake it for me.
Are you going to totally fangirl when he's on the precinct? He's in the festival area, like, are you going to be like professional?
If I can get anywhere near him, I might have a little bit of a freak out, but I'm not sure. You know, his security might be pretty tight, like the Dixies was.
Oh,
last
I'm an
year.
Artist. It's okay. It's okay. I'm meant to be here. Do a Kevin Hart and just get onto the Super Bowl field. And I'm Kevin Hart. Out of my way.
That's right. Well, that's our view on life, isn't it? Just act like you're meant to be here. We are out of time, Christy Lamb. Thank you so much for being a studio guest for us 1,351 days after you were last here in this studio. Fantastic. Good luck with the new music when you are going to the studio to record that. Have fun next week. We'll see you on the red carpet,
of
course.
Thank you. See you
And we will be back next week with Planet Country and, of course, CMC edition. But let's finish tonight. It is International Women's Day. One of the artists we absolutely love is Lindsay Earl. This is Criminal. We'll catch you next week on Planet Country.
I pretend I'm gonna sleep, but I know damn well I'm gonna keep laying you wide awake, waiting for the breath you take to come back. I can't relax. I'm a tiger pacing my cage, cocked like a 12 gauge, feeling like a teenage crush. You're the rush. You're the habit I can never get enough of. Boy, what you do to me is criminal. Baby, when I look in those eyes, the right to remain silent, but there ain't no way that I can, cause I am wired like a ticking time bomb. It's so wrong that it feels right tonight. You're repeating like an echo. Baby, I can't let go. Got me going crypto like a